Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, you want that to go?
Good morning, everyone. Our first news takeout is about a very tough Thanksgiving weekend. Tiger Woods, golf megastar, and now the subject of considerable speculation about either his driving techniques, and I don't mean those kinds of driving techniques, or his domestic situation. An exclusive gated community in Florida couldn't protect Tiger from this kind of media attention. Yesterday, Woods once again refused to talk with the Florida Highway Patrol. Ed Wanambwa is the senior editor of African American Golfers Digest. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Ed.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So, Ed, suspicious details, golf legend, insanely private celebrity with a reputation for a temper. This is a powerful brew. What do we know?
Well, I mean, we know something more happened than just a car accident. I mean, Tiger has been insanely private and, you know, has never let anybody really in his inner circle. But I think this past weekend, we got an insight into what's really going on, you know, with Tiger and his wife.
And Friday night, or actually in the early morning hours of, was it Friday or Saturday, police were called to the scene of a car which had run into a tree and a fire hydrant. What other details do you have?
Well, there seems to have been, Tiger ran over a fire hydrant leaving his house and ended up crashing into a tree in his 2009 Escalade. His wife was on the scene. Tiger was in and out of consciousness. So, the police, a neighbor called 911, and when the police got there, Tiger was laying on the ground, in and out of consciousness, and, you know, now they're trying to obtain a search warrant to find out, you know, what actually took place that night, or early in the morning, like 2:25 in the morning.
So, Ed Wanambwa, senior editor of African American Golfers Digest, what do your readers want to know from this story? I mean, as long as he doesn't talk to the cops, this Tiger Woods story is not going away.
No, I mean, people want to know what really happened. I mean, you know, he put out a statement yesterday saying that it was a private matter, that he didn't want to. He said people are coming to conclusions and things of that nature. But Tiger has always been squeaky clean, and no one would ever expect something like this to happen. So, I mean, Tiger has to come out and address this issue in a real way because he's such a megastar. Everyone wants to know what's really going on.
Is he a role model or just a megastar? Role model in the sense that this might relate to some sort of domestic disturbance.
Yeah, I think he's a role model. I mean, it kind of proves that Tiger's human. You know, obviously something went on more. I mean, it's 2:25 in the morning.
Yep.
Why is he leaving his house? You know, and his wife's, you know, said one thing to the police and then said something else. And, you know, I heard the crash and then she showed up. And
well, there's suspicious details, certainly. If you look at just Tiger's putting, you wouldn't think he's human. But this is a different kind of story.
He's amazing.
Ed Wanambwa, senior editor of African American Golfers Digest. Thanks for that takeout.
And now we're going to go to Washington with our Takeaway Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
Well, President Obama is expected tomorrow at 8 p.m. He's going to deliver a major speech, finally giving us details about his plans for possibly troop level increases in Afghanistan. And there's already been some reaction from Capitol Hill, but there seems to be a pretty big divergence between the reaction of the Republicans and the reaction of the Democrats. What are the Republicans saying?
Well, there's been plenty of pre-action, I guess you called it, since the president hasn't even had a chance to make a speech yet. But there's just a lot of positioning going on Capitol Hill, Celeste, you're right. Senator John Kyle sort of led the Republican charge during the Sunday shows yesterday, basically comparing, you know, making the comparison that's in a lot of people's minds already, saying that what he thinks is sort of a milquetoast or piecemeal buildup of 30 or 30,000 troops is sort of backing into a buildup and saying it's reminiscent of the back into Vietnam and the years-long buildup we have there, sort of using the V word with President Obama and what Republicans see
Vietnam.
As a feeble attempt. Yes, Vietnam, V, the V word Vietnam.
Not victory.
Well, I think, and that's an interesting V word that you mentioned. I think the Republican preference here and the pressure that you're going to see all this week as Republicans hammer on the Afghanistan issue is an all-in strategy. You go in to win, you know, ironically, advocating something closer to the Powell Doctrine, overwhelming force to win the war. That's not exactly what the president seems to be doing. And they're also critical that the president is reportedly going to discuss an exit strategy during his speech. Of course, we heard similar arguments back in Iraq, that if you have timelines for withdrawal, we were calling it timelines for withdrawal at that point, that that emboldens the enemy. They just lay low until you're gone. So these are the two points I think you can expect Republicans to really hit hard this week, that we're sort of backing into this and that we're giving the enemy too much information about our intentions.
So, but this is different, of course. He's also getting pushback from his own party, but they're different arguments, correct?
Well, a lot of different arguments. The president has two problems in his own party. One is a lot of people don't want a troop buildup at all. There are a lot of people on the president's left flank in the liberal wing of the party who would like to see us get out of Afghanistan all entirely. And then concerns over paying for this war during such a bad economy. We talked last week about some powerful Democrats in the House who want to have a war surtax. You know, anyone up to $150,000 income paying 1%. That idea may or may not be going anywhere in the House. We'll see. There was some support in the Senate for it. Until, again, Sunday yesterday on television, Senator Carl Levin from Michigan was asked about whether a surtax would go anywhere in the Senate. Now, earlier last week, he was for it, but not quite so much this week. Listen to Levin.
I think you could tax the upper brackets, $250,000, for instance, or more, but I don't think middle-income America is in a position now where they can pay additional taxes because the economic stress is so great here.
Levin wants to pay for the war, Celeste, but he's also from Michigan, which is, as you know, economically ravaged. So,
okay, well, we're going to find out exactly. I mean, as you said, these are anticipating President Obama's speech. We don't actually know what the Barack Obama is going to say, but he will give his speech outlining details of his new strategy for Afghanistan tomorrow night. Thanks so much. That's Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Coming up, we're going to check the agenda. What else is going on this week? We'll let you know everything you need to know for the week ahead in a few minutes.